John Boy.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Shelby's World. It is Wednesday, July 22nd, and it is a rainy day in the capital city. What's up, Queen?
Oh, my God, I cannot believe it's raining again. I got caught in the rain yesterday when I was out walking before I went to work. I was like, let me get a quick walk in before I get to work real quick, at least so I can get here. I can be tired enough that I could just sit down and not move. Here go the rain. Like, oh, well, that didn't mess my whole plans up. Then got caught in the rain as well. Let me get on back to God. Mm-hmm. So I said, go and get ready to go to work then. But I am good. How you doing today, Queen?
I am better. One thing, we done had a couple shows where I've been up and down and feeling like I'm a crash because I've been so busy. And then when you try to take a day, it's like the day ain't long enough. So, but today I feel good. I feel better about what we're doing moving forward. I never feel negative about anything. But, you know, mm-hmm. your energy kind of can deter how you go about your day. So today my energy is very, very high.
That is so true. Well, it's Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. Oh, man, I can't believe we actually at the end of July, y'all. Like, next week is the last Wednesday of July, next week's show. July mm-hmm. just then went by.
July speeded by. And I think they're going to send the children back to school the 19th instead of the 10th, just to give teachers a little bit longer to prepare. But I definitely believe that they're going to make it, that a lot more kids are going to be attending school than they are being home.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. I don't know. I'm still iffy on that, mm-hmm. but we haven't. I know with Bashard going to DRS, they kind of gave us a choice. We had to do a survey and stuff. So, and they've been doing these Zoom calls with us, like on Thursday and stuff, trying to keep us informed. And I like it because the school's small, and really the university really, the ones that, what's the word? That actually sets the standard for them instead of we don't go by Leon County Schools. So I actually had a choice, so I'm hoping that I'm able, the parents that chose for their kids to stay home, that they actually let them stay home and do Zoom school online. And then you had a choice to either that your child could come 2 days a week and the other 3 days they do Zoom school online. So, you know, we'll see.
That's kind of how they offered the survey. They were trying to do it. Well, what they're going to do for them when they go back to school, they're going to have block classes where they do, like, three classes one day and three classes the next day. They'll switch them out. So that'll be good. They won't have to move as much. But I don't know. I'm looking more on the precaution side. Because my children are older, I think if my children were younger that I would have – more concerned with this situation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But since they're bigger and they can kind of maneuver and make it through these lessons and these learnings with my direction now, versus having to be in a classroom, I'm okay with them being home. But I know it's a lot of parents that have the struggle right now on deciding whether or not they can continue to keep their child home because they got to go back to work.
Yeah, and that's hard, especially with, you know, dealing with elementary kids. Those kids, as I was telling somebody, I was like, those kids, some of them are smart enough to understand sort of what's going on, but not all of those kids. Like those kids,
right.
Especially those babies that's coming in, I'll say especially like between kindergarten and probably like third grade, maybe some fourth graders. But those kids still going to be picking up their nose, hands, and their mouth, why I got to wear this mask. I want to be over here. Let me see what Susie got in her lunch box that I want to share, that I want to take, mm-hmm. and we swap out sandwiches, you know, or something like some stuff that we used to do in elementary school as a little kid.
Yeah.
That is going to be hard.
And it's going to happen. That is definitely going to happen.
Oh, most definitely. Kids are just kids. They want to be free, wild, play together. You know, and little kids like to hug each other. I don't know if people realize how little kids like to hug each other. They be all
they gonna
up
miss
on each
other.
Other.
They ready to see each other. They're going to constantly be hugging on each other now.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's a lot, but it's an eye-opener. I hope a lot of families got a chance to actually, like, get to know their kids over again. Because, you know, if you think about it, we was just – and if you're a parent that don't pick up your child from school, but you just, you know, you get them up, you take them to the bus stop or something like that, or the older sibling taking them to the bus stop or walking them to school, something like that, I hope it gave a chance that parents and stuff got to get to know their kids, you know. Actually really know who they are instead of that little, probably 4-hour window from coming home, doing all, and it ain't even really 4 hours because if you think about it, most parents get home 5:30, 6 o'clock. Dinner got to be cooked. So we really only talking for 2 hours if you have your child on a structured time, on a time schedule. Okay, 8:30, right. You in the bed. So that really ain't nothing but like 2 hours that, and can't say 2 hours because you're doing an hour worth of homework.
It's a lot of parents not spending any, they're not spending quantifiable, measurable time with mm-hmm. the kids because of work schedules or anything else that is able to step in between the time that's needed to be a parent. Because even with me, my children being older, when I was getting off, I would take my lunch break. On the times that they got out of school, so I can get them at least have that pickup time with them, talk to them before they go home, and I go back to work. And then when I got off from work, that then led me to now we got to come home, you got to cook dinner, if you got husbands and stuff, you got to do that, you got to anything in the midst of that, you got a good 4 hours, like you said, to have that time with your children. Your time is limited with being a parent. So a lot of these children get more for their structure and just the things that they need just by being in school. Now, if, say, for instance, with the pandemic going on, these parents that had to end up being home with their kids, I think a lot of us do look at this as a blessing worse than a curse, more than a curse, because you did have the opportunity, like you said, to get to know your children, learn who they are. For the ones that afforded that, took that time to do that, I commend any parent that took that time to be a parent, get to know your child a little better, spend time with your child, do the things you're supposed to do as a parent, because it's hard. But then you got, because of those things, we do not know how much a child needs that environment of education or just that environment to be around other kids, how much more they need that versus being in the house all day, because a lot of those kids not, now some of them was getting the structure they need, but a lot of them weren't. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of those parents didn't have internet capabilities or things of that nature to make sure their child had the things they needed to succeed. That's why, because of that, they were saying that it was going to be the parents' choice whether or not the child stayed behind or not. It's reasons for why a lot of this stuff is needed in the lives of these children. It's not just the socioeconomic reasons, because a lot of times with these children, sometimes that's their only meal, which is why they stepped up and gave the extra benefits and stuff. It's a lot of things that had to happen during this pandemic to make sure these kids were even able to be fed while they were home. So for a lot of reasons, I know school is important to a lot of families because a lot of people just don't have the means to take care of their kids. full time, 100% by themselves. They do not have the means. So we know that the school situation is going to be an up and down situation for a while. People are not going to be so much upset about sending their kids to school, and some people are, and some people are not going to be, and some people are going to be hesitant about sending their kids to school. So I mean, we're going to have to just deal with that. But for the ones that don't have any place else for their kids to go, I'm nervous about them going back to school because of the ways that the germs and the unhealthiness goes around. But I'm also kind of happy that they're going to start having more structure in their lives. And that's sad to feel that way, but I kind of feel that way.
And the teachers, even just the teachers' lives as well, with their family.
Right.
Because if a child comes with the virus or another teacher or somebody and they don't know they even have it, you know,
That's why I say it's going to be a lot of trials with this, Queen. It's going to be a lot of issues with this, for one. But, and I also just believe that everybody going to have some type of touch or coming in contact with that virus. Everybody.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to walk up to somebody who got it. Somebody at the cashier, a cashier at the store going to touch our money or our card or something the wrong way, and you know, we're gonna all come in contact with it. It's just the precautions that are gonna be set in place to make sure that this stuff is stopped. And
it's a lot. But all in good.
So what's up, Queen? What's our sponsorship going on today? So we're
going to
jump into this show.
Today is, we are sponsored by Shelby's Bistro and Catering. Shelby does traveling, she does weddings, she does parties, she does it all. Make sure you check out Shelby's Bistro at IG at Shelby's Bistro. That is one of our sponsors today for Shelby's World Podcast. Our second sponsor is J2 Couture. Hair, beauty, fashion, cosmetics, all of that stuff that make you look glam on an everyday basis is J2 Couture. Make sure you check out J2 Couture also on IG as well at J2 Couture. So make sure you check out J2 Couture and Shelby's Bistro, you guys. And also a big thanks to our partners, our friends, just Freedom Train Network. Salute Joe and Patrick. Thank you, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Make sure you check out Freedom Train Network, a Freedom Train Radio, where it's not just the Shelby's World podcast show, but it's a whole bunch of other podcast shows that's on there as well. And you find out some good information because every show on Freedom Train is different. So it's something for a little bit of everybody. So make sure you also check out Shelby's World Podcast at IG, but make sure you say _ Shelby's World Podcast. So thanks, guys. Thanks to the sponsors, and also thanks to our listening audience for continuing to tune in to listen to us on every Wednesday at Shelby's World. Thank you, guys.
Yes, Queen, it's Wednesday.
Support black businesses, support them, support her. And please, guys, please, like this, if that's the most, if we can actually support our black businesses, look, we can make some moves.
Yes,
we can make some moves as a community, as a unit, we can really make some moves. So it's a lot of black businesses out here. And it's a lot of black businesses do the same thing that these other races have as well that we visit. So, you know, look around your community. Find out, you know, who is black on, you know, what they do. Find out what they're about and give them a chance. Trust me, no business has good community customer service. It don't matter what ethnic group they are. You all get horrible service from all at some point in your life you have. So don't always say black people have great customer service. That's not true. That's not true. You got to give people a chance. And I'm like this. You continue to go to McDonald's, Target, Walmart, all those other places all the time, and they don't have good. They don't. You don't always get good customer service. It don't matter if it's a black person at the register, white, Asian, Chinese, whatever you want to call them, whatever ethnic group they are. You have gotten bad service from every race. Mm-hmm. So give your black businesses a chance. We can't grow if you don't give us a chance. Give us
Thank
a chance.
You, Queen.
And sometimes you have to go back 2-3 times. You, like I said, you keep going back to these other well-known businesses and you don't get good customer service. So, you know, give us a chance, you know. We can make moves together as a unit. Always remember that. We can make moves together as a unit. So, yes. Yeah, so, what's going on? What is the quote today, Queen? What is the quote today?
The quote today is brought to you by Mr. Langston Hughes and his Hold Fast to Dreams. For if dreams die, life is a broken winged bird that cannot fly. Langston Hughes.
Wow.
I love that quote. I've always been a person that believed that dreams meant something, and I try to remember them, especially if it's one of those dreams that make you sit up in the middle of the night and be like, dang, whew.
Yeah.
You know? So I think they all mean something.
Yeah,
it's very powerful.
Yeah.
And I think that whatever you set out, your goals and your dreams in general, you got to hold fast to them and you got to do exactly what you want to do with your goals and your dreams. Because if you don't, like it says, your dreams will die. You know,
and you don't want your dreams to die. You don't, you know. So I don't want to leave this earth. And you read my obituary, and it was just, oh, Candace was just a nurse, hairstylist, and that was it. She leaves a husband or whoever go first, and you know her kids left by a grandkid. I want you to read that. Well, Candace was better. She was a hairstylist, business owner, philanthropist, all this, and community activist. I just want
to tell you.
Yeah, that part. Not even rich, abundant.
Abundant. And I mean rich only just in spirit. Just she was full, you know, happiness. Happy. Just everything she did,
like,
she was happy to do. Things of that
day. That day that I'm on that bed, and I know that, and I always say I want to die in my sleep. I want to be home, old lady, like, almost pushing 100, if not 100, a better. I always said it. Let me just go right. Let's see y'all in the morning. And I just, you know, God, just take me on then. I just go on the season. You know, just go there. But I want to know that I did something and I accomplished what I was supposed to accomplish while I'm here on earth. And I don't want to have no regrets.
Right.
I don't want to have any regret. That's my thing. I don't want to have any regrets. I want to accomplish everything that I need to accomplish here and not say, oh, I should have did this. Oh, I should have started my business. Oh, I see people do that. One of my patients, actually, daughter, she said that to me when I started, when I opened the first J2 Couture that I opened. And I told her about it. I was like, I got to cut my hours back because, I have my beauty business. And she didn't know nothing about it. So I told her everything about it. She checked out my website. She was just like, Candace, I am so proud of you. She said, you're a good caregiver. You are a great caregiver. She said, but I'm just happy that you're going after your dream. She said, because I always wanted to own my own bakery. She said, but just fear and then my parents getting older. And I ended up getting sick, and I never had that opportunity to have my own bakery. And that was one of the dreams that I always had, to own my own bakery.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, so I'm proud that you decided to just step out and go to that next level that you want to do. And this is not just only thing that you actually do, that you're actually doing other stuff in your life that you probably wrote down as a kid that you want to accomplish. She said, because I'd never done that. She said, and I see my kids, and I'm happy that they stepping out and following their dreams as well. She said, because I wish I would have, but I'm at the age now that I got to take care of my mom, and I have health problems myself And she was like, it's just something that I never happened. And I was like, wow. Like, so, man, accomplish them goals and dreams that you've been set out for yourself. Because all of us had something that we wrote down as a kid that we said we wanted to do.
Right. And as Langston Hughes said, hold fast to your dreams, for if dreams die, life is a broken wing bird that cannot fly. So our factor today is always going to be based around our quote of the day. And it's not going to be anything that's too funny today, because I wanted to kind of stay on the parameter of the dream and kind of give us a little bit more information about what our dreams mean and how you can use your – because think about this. They say some of your life experiences are caused or created because of dreams. Or you will do something in a dream that you've done in life that you've not, or that you've wanted to do in life that you've not expounded upon, but you're seeing it in your dream. So it may be a clear sign to what you're trying to do, or make you remember that you did set this goal. So dreams mean things. And regardless of anything, we all dream every night.
Yes.
And our most vivid dreams are during the morning hours. So when you're getting closer to the morning while you're asleep, your dreams are more vivid at that moment. And many of our dreams are bizarre because part of our brain shuts down. And when you're sleeping, when you're awake, the front part of your brain controls how we make sense of the world. This part shuts down during dreaming. And because of that, the dreaming brain puts together ideas that normally do not go together. You understand? So that's kind of funny to me that a part of your brain actually says, I'm asleep. I'm done.
Let
I'm done for the day.
Right now, I'm done today.
Yes.
But your self-conscious still be operating.
Exactly. And that's what I was about to say.
Part of your mind. Yeah.
And that's the part that's awake. The part of your brain that has some of your consciousness is still awake, but it doesn't put everything together vividly. And we dream most in pictures. So about 2/3 of our dreams are mainly visual, with fewer words and fewer sounds, movement or taste. That is very, very true. We actually do experience dreams and pictures and things of that nature. We don't really hear much in dreams. People don't really say much in dreams. And if they do, you don't remember what they say.
You don't remember what they say? And looking at it from a spiritual side, your dreams sometimes is actually telling you stuff. Your dreams is actually telling you stuff. This conversation here that's a whole nother conversation. That thing can get so deep when it comes to them dreams, because spiritually you have different things in your dreams, from colors, from symbols, from animals, from, oh my, I mean, everything. Like, I had a dream in my dream that I had last week. A red cardinal kept showing up in that dream. I woke up and I was like, why is this red cardinal was in my dream? But red cardinal means spirit, in the spiritual standpoint, compassion, new relationship, good. I mean, it was something good, but that red cardinal continued to show up in my dream that night. Everywhere in the dream. And sometimes you dream two different, you might be on one thing, you might wake up, I had probably like three different dreams, but that red cardinal was in every one.
Was in all the dreams. You know, that's quite interesting, because it's also another fact about a dream is that we can learn how to control our dreams. Like, say for instance you're having a nightmare or a bad dream, you know that if you are remembering what your dreams are, writing down your dreams can help you make sense of them. So when you're trying to make sense of your dreams, it can help you create a different ending to make you have a better sleep. So, and these dreams, this came from the sleephealthfoundation.org. That's where I got most of the facts for dreams today. And I also, Vantisha Smith, you know Vantisha.
Mm-hmm.
She is now a dream specialist. And I'm going to...
She's interpreting dreams?
Yeah, she's interpreting dreams now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really, really cool. Because I always knew dreams meant something. But I never knew how far and how deep you can look into dreams. So she helps with stuff like that. So if anybody has ever heard of dream interpretation and helping you visualize, helping you see what you're dreaming and all those things, make things clear for you, and you want to talk to somebody about it, she does free sessions. So give a huge shout out to Vantisha Smith. She's on Facebook as Vantisha Smith. Is it? Yeah, Vantisha Smith, right?
Vantisha
Taylor.
Yeah, okay. Vantisha Smith Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that can get real deep, and you might be surprised what your dreams are actually telling you. You might be very surprised because it's telling you some, not all, but majority of the time, from what I was taught, it's telling you something, and it's good for you to write down. Like I haven't been writing mine down, but I actually got a dream journal.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my friends, my mom Ben told me to write them down. And one of my friends that's heavy into the church and dreams and all of that, he told me the same thing. Then this other lady, she don't know me, told me the same thing. You are very powerful with the pen. You need to write down everything. You need to keep a journal of every dream that you actually have because your dreams are speaking to you. And your dream can speak to you about somebody else. That's why I said that's a whole nother conversation because it can really get deep, with your dreams and like your life and the next move that you need to probably even make with your life and the decisions that you make when it comes down to your life and stuff. But I think it's real cool when you can get somebody that really knows and they can interpret dreams because sometimes you don't understand your dream, but we can Google everything. We don't know if Google always write about everything. But if you're having certain things in your dream and you notice that it keep appearing, just Google it. And I always say, I always look at it from a spiritual side. You know, and that's what I did. Well, what does a cardinal mean in your dream spiritually? That's what I always, if I Google it, that's what I always use it because I want, it's something, to me, it's something spiritual. I'm having these dreams and about people. But when I dream about people, especially people that I haven't talked to in a while, I just pray for them. I pray for them because it could be something, it could be nothing, but I was just always taught, you know, just pray for them because you don't know what you might be praying for them for or what they may be up against, the powers that may be. So, you know, you just pray for people when people see it. You see people in your dream, especially if you haven't talked to them and stuff, so. Yeah, I like that quote. That's a lot, yeah. That's a lot. But, yeah, check out Vantisha Smith, y'all. Check out Vantisha. You might be surprised who else know how to interpret them dreams that's right around you as well.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't open your mouth and ask, you won't know.
Right. And the only reason why I'm giving you a direct connection to someone, to our listeners, The direct connection is because the show today is about knowing about what you talk about. So if I'm just a little bit knowledgeable of what dream interpretation could be, I don't have enough knowledge to give you about it. So I would rather see you in the direction of someone who is into that and can assist you with that. Now, there are other people around, I'm sure, but this is really my first time even knowing that people do dream interpretation. I never even knew this was a thing. So to know it's a thing, and the fact that I've always believed that dreams meant something, I wanted to dig a little deeper in our quote of the day with that, you know, coincides with our fact of the day to make sure that I could go ahead and give a direction of where people should go. And since I said know about what you talk about, that all I'm meaning by that is if you know a historian and they study black history and black facts and artifacts and things of that nature, and they're a black historian, but you just know that you've taken a few black history classes and you want to go and teach a class based on just the knowledge you have by teaching a few classes, but you got a black historian over here on the other hand that knows way more than you know, where do you want to go and dig and get your history from? That person who knows the history of it, that person who's well infused. Same thing with me. Yes, my daughter can do hair, but she doesn't have full in-depth knowledge of hair as someone who's been doing it for years and has the experience and probably has been to school for it. So today's topic is just knowing about what you talk about. If you're going to put out there that you know what you're doing, know what you're doing.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. And she, you said Ventisha, she actually does, I don't know if this is every week, but she says on her page she has a flyer every third Sunday of the month at 6, she does a Zoom call.
Really?
Y'all might want to check out if you're interested in actually learning more.
So when we put up the write-up for the show later on today, when by the time you all listen to the show, the write-up will be attached to the show, and it'll have her information doctored into the write-up so you can see exactly who you should be reaching out to over on Facebook. And I think on one of her flyers she has other contact information, or she either says just inbox her. So I'll get you her information. It will definitely be on our write-up so that you can help. If you have those dreams and you want to talk to somebody, she can definitely help you and walk you through how you can interpret those things. So, Queen.
Yeah, she's a great
tell
person.
Me what
she's a great person.
Yeah. Great attitude, wonderful spirit and everything. So, just, you know, if you want to do that, that's something you can definitely get involved in. And, again, it's a free session. So.
Yeah.
And it is based on appointment.
Yeah. Good person. Been knowing her for a long time. Good person. Wow. Yeah. Dream interpretations. Wow. Oh, Lord. Queen. One thing, Queen. How do you feel about us not having any football season this year in our capital city? Because, you know, like, football here in Tallahassee is everything. Everything. Like, this is when we really be out enjoying the fall, the weather, the football games, actually able to see some friends and family members that you probably haven't seen in a while because they come in here to the games and different stuff like that. Like, how are you feeling about this fall season that's coming that, you know, family football has been canceled?
Yeah, now that's a little bit disheartening. I don't know how to feel about it, Queen. I guess I'm having to take everything in like we take every how we're having to do with everything else. It's just being something that is becoming the norm now. And
yeah,
I don't know how to accept making all this normal, though. That's one thing that I'm having an issue with. I'm trying to make this a real normal thing. But for the most part, I've accepted everything is as if as it has been coming to us to be exactly what it is. They're telling us so much that everything is going to be canceled pretty much this year. So I'm believing them.
Oh yeah. It's gonna be different, but hey, I'd rather be safe than sorry, but yeah, the football season I love football. It don't matter who playing. If it's college, I'm going to watch. If it's a good game, I'm going to watch. But I love FAMU because I just love to be, especially homecoming, because that's when I really be able to get out and go do stuff. I really help my kids, godparents, because they have their T-shirt business. So just being there with them, if you know Tallahassee, being back there on Perry Street at FAMU Bragg Stadium and just sitting back there selling shirts with them and just seeing everybody that I went from elementary, middle school, high school, and everywhere else that I didn't met, to see people that you be like, girl, I ain't seen you since such and such. Like, how you doing? It's like a whole family reunion all over. So that part I am going to miss that part, because really the fall is when I go out during the fall season. I really get out during the fall season.
Yeah.
Because the weather is nice, and it's a lot going on here in Tallahassee during the fall. It's bad because a lot of businesses, they won't make that money that they used to make during football season. And a lot, I done heard some businesses actually say football season actually carries them to the next season. That's just how much they make from the time those students get here in August till the end of football season, which is November, but we can really say December, that they didn't make enough to last them until that next August, that next season. So that's heartbreaking, because, you know, people have their families to think about and stuff. But it's gonna be very quiet, very quiet around here, very, very quiet. So.
And I'm not looking I'm nervous about how people move when these things like this are canceled. Because, you know, it's people that are so dependent upon this life and things happening in this life that if they feel like it changes, it controls their mood, their life, livelihood, everything. So, I don't know. I'm a little bit disheartened to see that people are not going to be able to handle themselves through stuff like this, because they're so used to being able to do whatever they want to do. Just like when these people went on this whirlwind about when they couldn't go to work. That was an issue. That was so bad.
Real bad.
That these people were out here demanding that school be open and this be happening, because they don't like how this, they don't like that they should be able to go out in the world and live their lives and do this and this. No matter what's going on, they should be able to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. It's real crazy. But, you know, your life got to matter more than anything, man. Like, I see people getting upset by not having to, because they got to wear a mask. But I'm like, you only got to wear a mask for probably, what, an hour when you out?
Yeah.
Maybe not or even less. An hour, like, less than that. So what is you complaining about? Like, really, what is you complaining about? But, hey, you know, people.
They going to complain regardless.
Most,
you know, that they're gonna complain regardless. But yeah, it's
complaining,
it's a mess.
Don't get you nowhere.
No, it really don't. It really don't. It's a waste of time anyway.
Oh yeah, most definitely it is. Be happy, people. There's so much else going on. Even though we're going through the COVID, you still got life. You still got families, you know, like we still, you know, like we are, like we've been saying, which we've been saying here on Shelby's World Podcast since this whole thing started. This is the opportunity for you to write out that business plan, get you some things going and rolling. And I'm going to tell you this. This is what Bishop Bernard Jordan say: the brick and mortar is no more, because it's now is the click and order. So get you a e-commerce business. Take you, hey, it's a lot of little stuff online that you can look up. Get you some quick information how to start an e-commerce business. And that's just an online business if you don't know what e-commerce actually means.
Right, right.
That's just an online business. So, like, do your research. Like, if you're selling stuff, like, man, look, this is a moment. This, yes, like, I think take this shutdown time, take this opportunity to really get what you do, what you want, especially if you're a person that wants to sell. So, man, there's so many people out here selling T-shirts, hats, masks, hair bows. I mean, I've seen so many people that have got creative. And I'm just like, wow. I want to know if we would have never went through this pandemic, would these people be doing what they actually doing? But it has set some people into the point that, oh, you know what? I'm going to start something for myself, because if this happened again, I ain't going to have to be worried about it. Yeah, I'll be already prepared. Nobody ain't got to be telling me that I'm going to send you home or you ain't got no job. Look, I got this little side hustle over here. And look, your side hustle can become your full-time hustle.
Tell me.
Don't take it for granted. Don't take the little side business for granted now. Because, trust me, some people with their full-time jobs, businesses, whatever, they started off small, and it was just weekend work.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised, but it's a lot of free information. And some stuff you might have to pay for. If you got the finances to pay for it, man, get that stuff. Read that information. Read it. You might be surprised what you can find out in that that'll work for you, work for your whole household. So you might be surprised. Your children might want to start them a business. And people always buy from the kids before they buy from adults. I keep having to tell people.
Always. I tell people that all the time.
Yeah. It's something that I just noticed myself as being a business owner, being a vendor at different events and stuff. And young kids are there as vendors as well. Even though we know the parents that's behind them is pushing. But some of these young entrepreneurs, these are their ideas that they come up to their parents with. And their parents see that they really passionate about it, they pushing them.
They pushing
them. And they
got
to help them. They ain't old enough to push it themselves, so their parents got to be the ones behind them pushing them. You'll be surprised, like, your child come to you and say they want to start some T-shirt business, anything. Cricut don't cost that much now. They on Amazon. They go on a little for nothing, so hey. Telling you. Think about
very
it.
Very cool. That's very
think
true. And get it and learn. And once you know, the good thing about promoting and hustling and pushing your product is that you stand behind your product. Nobody has to stand behind it for you. So that's the good thing about that. And the more you learn about your product, the more you can push your product. So I will say, become knowledgeable in what you want to do. Become ingrained into it. Learn everything you can know about what you're trying to do. Because even if it's a small, even if it's something small that you're going to do, it's gonna always be something big to you. So remember that. Like everything else, maybe small. Your dream, your goal, maybe small and look small to somebody else. But it's everything to you. What that means that you got to be as dedicated and as involved in your process and your goals and your hustle as you can be. Don't let nobody else make those decisions for you.
Yeah, and don't be worried about nobody else. Just worry about you. That's what I be saying. I tell my kids that, look here, don't be worried about nobody else. You just better be worried about Rashad and Zoe and what y'all got going on. Because at the end of the day, trust me, they ain't worried about you. You just worry about what you got going on, and you do what you need to do for you. You know, and then you can worry about everybody else if you want to help somebody out once you got yourself together first.
I'm telling
you. That's the most important. But, yeah, I love it, though. I love to see the people that I have seen that's actually doing different stuff, doing this whole pandemic and stuff that has like I'm just gonna step out here and I'm gonna just do it.
Right.
Really do it. So, but you know what I think? Even a lot of businesses actually start to see too that we can have people working from home and work still get done. Mm-hmm. Some people say they done more work at home than they actually did done if they was in the actually office.
In the office, I get so much done at home, it's ridiculous. I never thought I would be able to get this much work. I was like, okay, I'm going to be home, I'm going to be tripping. But, baby, I work.
Yeah, a lot. I have heard a lot of people say they have got so much done at home because they comfortable. It ain't nobody coming to their desk. Nobody really bothering them. Like, they just really there focusing on, you know, what they got to do. And I done heard some say they done did they little, then got their side plans together, too, as they doing that work for whoever they work for, too. And, you know, so they're able to accomplish a little bit more. So it's like, you know, take this opportunity, y'all. Like, take it. Right. Take it for what it's worth, because as I keep saying, it's greater on the other side after all of this is over. I truly believe that. I truly believe
Correct.
That.
Correct.
It's going to be, especially for our people. I don't know if a lot of them looking at it like that, but for our people, I'm telling you, it's going to be greater. It's going to be greater. It really will. It is really going to be greater. So take these opportunities. I'm trying to take all the ones that that come my way.
All of them. Especially if it's a good thing, jump on it, take advantage of it, and make it make it build some generational wealth for you. And I wanted to ask one last question before we ended the show for today, but I wanted to just kind of give this question so for our listeners. If you want to respond to this, definitely respond. Drop us a line on Shelby's underscore Shelby's World Podcast on IG. DM us. You can hit up Queen at Queen's Movement on IG, at J2 Couture on IG, Shelby's Bistro on IG. You can email us at itstheloop4@gmail.com. But we want to hear from you. I'm going to pose this question also on there. But what are you doing to align yourself? Where are you in your life and how you align with how you live? And I know that may sound like a tricky question, but it really is a direct question. Are you living the life that you set yourself up to live? That's basically what I'm asking. Are you living out your dreams? Are you living out your goals? Are you making the life choices that you wanted to make? And I'm posing that question.
Wow. That's a good question. That's a good question. That's a real good question. And that go with our quote, y'all. That go with our quote of the day.
It does. Which is why I wanted to make sure I threw that out there. That was one of our second topics. But I posed it in the topic as a question. Are you living the life that you set out to live? And please get back to us. Let us know what you're doing, how you're living your life. Or, you know, if you want to go into details, you can. But if not, you don't have to. I just want to know, do you feel like you're living the life that you set out to live? Are you happy and content with where you are? If not, say why or not. Are you willing to go and do more? Are you waiting because you have more goals that you want to pursue? Or you have things in place that have knocked you back, or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take the time to respond to that question. So,
yeah, I like that question. Y'all got to get back to us on that question now.
Yes, please get back to us on that question. I love
I
the question.
Like
I was like, I gotta ask this.
How you feel, Queen? Like, you think you living out your dreams and your purpose that you want for your life?
Well, I will say this. What I decided to do from a child up until I had children was totally different from what I imagined myself doing when I actually grew up. So when I really sat down and focused as an adult how I wanted to live my life and the goals that I wanted to do to get to where I'm going, yes, I'm walking in that walk now. But what I initially wanted to do, I wanted to be a lawyer. So I did I took the way out of going the paralegal way and decided that was better for me because I like the research part of law. I love the research aspect. And as a lawyer, you don't do too much research unless you run your own little tiny law firm and you don't have a paralegal. But because paralegals really do the majority of the work, I went ahead and dug in deep there, got certified over there with that. I'm good with that. But then after I had my children, I set new goals for myself. I set a new walk of life for myself. I set a new path. And now I'm walking in that. And I'm continuing to check off things on my list as I do it. So what about you, Queen?
Yeah. Everything that I'm actually doing from the nurse, from the nursing / caregiving and the beauty and all of that is actually was my dreams that I wrote down as a child, as a young child. And just added some more stuff, but those two things that I actually like went to school for, I'm actually living that. Now I guess with the beauty part, I knew I wanted to be my own boss. Didn't know with the nursing part that I would be my own boss. You know what I mean? I thought I would have been working in the hospital or something like that. But didn't know that I would actually be my own boss. Actually having, because both of them too busy, never thought that I would have two and actually adding on another one that I didn't add it on. So I can say, yeah, I still got a lot more to learn.
So you've expounded,
but to be
though,
honest with
you've
you,
done what you wanted
yeah.
to do and you've done more. That's how I feel. I've done what I want to do, and I've done more because even as a young woman, a young child, I loved to cook. Cooking was my thing, but I never thought that I would be a caterer. That was something that I expounded upon in my later years. It wasn't an actual goal of mine. So, you know, doing the things you want to do and then growing and progressing, that's a plus. You're doing more than what you said you were going to do. You evolve
most definitely. So I'm excited. It's just so much, and I'm just excited. Even like from what my parents them got going on, for what my husband gonna actually be doing and stuff, and even from what my daughter told me that she wanted to do. Like it's like, oh okay, like yeah, like I you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like words like wow. And, you know, people got to realize, too, Queen, age don't have nothing to do with it.
Oh, no.
So don't think that because you in your 20s, 30s, 40s, even in your teenagers, because there's teenagers out here that's starting businesses. It's like we said before, it's kids out here starting business. But age don't have nothing to do with it. Look, there's some people that start businesses. They were 60-some years old and living a great, abundant life right now. So age don't have nothing to do with it. Like, if you go for it. Don't give up until you reach that goal that you had set out. My mom, when she had me, she was actually in college, and she stopped going to college. And she went back, you know, while we was growing up, but she just always just stopped because she had to make sure that we had what we needed and stuff. And once we finally graduated from high school, she did some more stuff that she wanted to do, and her and my stepdad moved back from West Palm to Tallahassee. She went back to college and got her college degree because she was like, that was something that she wrote down as a kid that she wanted to accomplish, and she did
And she did it.
So, you know, age don't have anything to do with it. Man, follow your dreams, man, like, you will not be fully fulfilled until you actually do that. And I am a strong believer of that. My mom even said that to me when I opened up J2 Couture, the first building, and she was just like, she didn't know how I was going to do it because I was stressing. And she was like, well, maybe you should just not do it, not telling me to give up, but maybe you should not do it right now. Maybe you should not wait. And she told me, after I did it and everything, she was like, I am so happy you didn't listen to me. I'm so happy that you went and did it. She said, because you know
what? On your own
I would have been even more worried about you with you being unhappy and you're listening to me and not doing it and waiting because you would have been very unhappy. So I'm happy that you didn't listen to me and you went on and did it anyway. So you still listen to me because you know what I taught you years ago growing up. Follow your dreams. Do what you want to do. Do you. Don't let nobody stop you from doing. She said, so I'm happy you didn't listen to me, but you still had in the back of your mind what I had said to you years ago, and you didn't listen to me this go-round because you would have been miserable, and then I would have felt bad because I I had something to say and telling my child not to. Yeah, like she taught me out of something. So, you know, man, look, sometimes, and you know what? It's not for people to understand. It's not for people to understand. As long as you understand, and if you're a person that have faith, you believe in God, whatever he didn't, you and him didn't discuss. Whoever you believe in, whatever y'all didn't discuss, man, you go for it. Especially if it feels good, especially if it's on your heart and it's something that you constantly thinking about. Like, this is something you on your other job, you just, man, look, I got this. Man, I want to be over here cooking. I want this. I want, you know, like, if it's constantly bothering you like that and it's constantly on your, you constantly thinking about, like, that's all you think about. Like, you talking to your friend, they might be like, girl, I'm so sick of you talking about this thing. But that's because that you passionate about it. Go for it.
Right.
Go for it. You got to go for it because you don't want to get into that
That's
age.
All it's
what
telling
we were talking
you.
About at the beginning. Yeah, at the beginning of the show, and they get that obituary, and you just like, well, you know, Johnny May just was da-da-da-da, but and then your children, grandchildren, well, you know, mama really wanted to do this, but she ain't, you don't want that. You want to be like, man, look, my grandma, chick was bad. My granddad, that joke was bad, baby. He did this, she did that. Look, they did anything they wanted to do. Age don't mean nothing. Look, I'll be 40 in January, and I tell y'all everything that I know for everything me and Queen say on her. It's stuff that we didn't experience or somebody around us experienced that we had to watch. So. Yeah, it goes back to what she said. It's some stuff that we ain't going to speak on if we don't know nothing about. But it's stuff that we know that we didn't see, that we didn't experience ourselves, that we can speak about this. And when we speak, we're speaking from the heart because we didn't been through some of this stuff. So we understand. Yeah. And I was one of the people like, man, I can't do this, man. You know, I see these other young ladies, young queens coming up that's styling hair, that's doing makeup, that's doing this. And I'm like, man, these chicks young, though. Like, these chicks, my daughter peers and stuff. But I had to realize, man, what that got to mean? I'm a veteran in this game. What? Mm-hmm. What ain't got to do with me? Matter of fact, let me team up with one of y'all young girls. Show me what you know, because it might be something that I know that you don't know.
Right.
And let's collab. Let me pick your brain a little bit. Show me what I can do at my age, you know, that you doing and stuff like that. And then you got to figure out what. If you're a person that's trying to sell stuff, you got to figure out what audience you actually trying to target. Is you trying to target the teens to the young adults, or from the teens from age 16, we'll say age 14 to 65? Like, you just got to find your target audience, and you go from there.
Correct.
You go from there. But don't let age stop you. I'm telling you, baby, you're going to be left behind. If you worry about that age, then you're going to be left behind.
And if you're worried about that, then you got the wrong people in your ears. You need to start surrounding yourself with people that want to see you win. Because if somebody's telling you you're too old to do something or you're too young to do something, that's not somebody you need to be around. That is not. Sorry.
It's a Dr. Connie said the other night, yesterday actually, she was like, just what you just said, Queen. If you got somebody in your ear not telling you the total opposite, guess what? Like I say, the powers may be whoever you believe in, Jesus, God, Holy Spirit, or whatever you may believe in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He going to bring somebody to be your cheerleader, to cheer you on. So them ones that are telling you you can't, they going to fall to the wayside, and he going to bring you them new cheerleaders that's going to push you to that next. Your next dream, your next goal, that next level that you're supposed to be at anyways. Everybody, I was always taught, my grandma taught me this and my mom, everybody can go with you where you're trying to go. Some are just a part of your life just for the moment. You learn from them, they learn from you. And whatever you learn from them, you take it with you, and you got to leave them where they at. You going to go to the right, they going to go to the left. You don't worry about it, you keep going, because it's somebody else to come your way to push you to that next level, and also for you to push them to that next level. You're going to learn from each other, and it's just not meant for everybody to go, because everybody can't even handle what you're supposed to be going at in life anyway.
Right.
I was always told that from my grandmother and my mother, It's just everybody's just not meant to be in your life forever. We want people to be in our life forever, but sometimes we still be holding on to those people so tight. Because, we, you know, especially if you're a person that loves people, you hold on to them people, and sometimes you're hindering yourself from going to that next level because you're still stuck on those same friendships, those same people when they was just supposed to be a part of your life for that season of your life, not the rest of your life. So,
well, you know, a lot of people have problems with letting people go because that means that, because a lot of people don't have, they don't know how to close chapters or they don't want to say goodbye. And that's why a lot of times we're hindering ourselves because we're holding on to things that are weighing us down versus being of the hot air balloon aspect and they're lifting us up. So, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, Queen, you said a mouthful.
That's true, y'all. Hey, reach for it. Sky's the limit. You know what the teacher told you when you was in elementary school?
Sky's the limit.
It's yours if you want it. It's yours if you want it. But you just got to want it. You just got to want it. Because it's out there. It's out there to get it. You just got to want it. So,
right.
Hey, don't be worried about everybody else. Just worry about you. Just worry about you.
So. Again.
That's it. The same thing we tell our kids, how they need to be worried about them, that's the same thing we need to tell our own adult selves, to be worried about us and not worried about everybody else's sake. And that's just what it is. Don't be trying to keep up with the Joneses, because, man, look, the Joneses over there struggling. They just ain't showing you that they struggle. So don't be trying to keep up with the Joneses, as they say, because the Joneses might be over there not eating, and just because you see the Joneses on trips with Jays and all of that other stuff, man, Joneses might be over there really struggling now. So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. You might be doing better than them, and don't even realize it. Don't look at others and what they got going on. Just focus on you. Focus on you.
And that's what we're going to close out the show with, because that advice was astounding. Focus on you. Continue to look at your plate, the food on your plate, because the food on somebody else's plate is definitely their food.
You might not want to taste. You might not want to taste of their food.
You might not, because you don't know what type of salt, seasoning salt, hot sauce they added to it, may have blended it out, may have watered it down. You don't know. So stop focusing on the next person's plate. Worry about what you got going on. Worry about your own backyard. Worry about your own grass. Worry about all that. The only time you need
your
to start helping and worrying
better.
About other people is when you try to build community. Until next time, we like you. We love you. What's up, Green? What you about to tell
them? Wednesday. We'll see y'all next week. You know, my closing always be like this. Look, positivity. Get on them affirmations. I'm telling you, they powerful. Man, just stay positive, y'all. Like, continue to, like we say, continue to follow your dreams. Continue to follow your dreams and, you know, speak those positive words over your life when you get up. Meditate. Find you a scripture in the Bible if you believe, and meditate on the word. I'm going to tell you, Psalms 1, verse 1 through 10 is a good one to start. I'm going to just put it like, I ain't even going to quote it to you. Just go to Psalms 1. And it ain't nothing but 6 verses. And I mean, it's real easy. And it can also help you if you're a person that's trying to run a business. That might be something that you want to read every day, because I did. That's what I did when I started. I read that every day, Psalms 1, verse 1 through 10. So, you know, just check it out. Trust me. Start speaking positive over your life and watch how you see stuff manifest. And I mean, when you say those words, put everything, you know, every good word, you know, abundance, rich, wealth, I mean, all of that, joy, happy, beautiful, peace, always make sure you put I am. I don't think people realize how important those two words are. I am. Those are two powerful words. It ain't nothing but 3 letters. I am. Say I am. You can make your own affirmation up. Make your own and recite it to yourself. I look at myself in the mirror and I recite that thing, because we actually have one from the roof project that I have that Pastor Nikki actually came up with. But I recite hers and I add words in with it. Look, hers up there, but I add words in with it, and I look in my mirror, I say who I am. I speak over my business like I am Candace Johnson Players. I am the owner of J2 Couture Cosmetics Hair, Weave, Fashion. I am the owner of Players Consulting and Life Coaching Services. I am a multimillionaire. I will be great on today. God, I woke up with purpose today. So I want you to show me favor on my life. Like, you got to start that thing off. When you start that day off right, baby, look, I'm telling you, the rest of your day be good. It might be some bumps in the road, but that ain't nothing but the enemy trying to deter you, somebody trying to get on your nerves. And sometimes we got to realize it ain't them. It's just the powers that be that's trying to get on your nerves because you in a good mood.
That's right.
Hey, speak life over yourself. Most important, speak life over your children. You'll see a difference when you do. So, Queen, I guess until next week.
Until next week, you guys take care. We like you, we love you, and we will catch you all next week. Appreciate you tuning in. Y'all be safe out there. Stay masked up.
All right, bye. All right, mask on. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.